And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of March, 2025. March 11th is Key Deer Awareness Day. Key deer arrived in the Florida Key from various places on the mainland around 6,000 to 12,000 years ago. When the Wisconsin Glacier melted, it caused the water levels surrounding the region to rise and divided the previously long peninsula into a cluster of little islands. The deer remained stranded there, away from their mainland relatives, due to the newly formed liquid barriers. They subsequently evolved over the ages to adopt various physical characteristics and behavior patterns best suited for living on islands. Key deer are also called toy deer. This is because they are tiny in comparison to their deer cousins, with the males weighing 80 pounds and the females weighing about 60 to 65 pounds. Tiny mom and pop deer have very small fawns who leave hoof prints that are only the size of a human adult's fingerprint. The key deer shrank in size due to insular dwarfism, an evolutionary process that occurs when large mammals are isolated on islands. Living in the Keys helped key deer adapt to the water very well. They are the best swimmers among the other deer species and cross from one key island to another by swimming. Key deer were hunted without regulation for so long that they were pushed to the brink of extinction. By the 1940s, there were only 50 key deer in the world. Fortunately, the government and communities stepped in to rescue this species. The 8,542-acre National Key Deer Refuge was set up in 1957, and later, various conservation laws were put in place. In 1973, key deer became one of the first endangered species protected by the U.S. Endangered Species Act. Law enforcement were harsh on poachers illegally hunting key deer. Fencing was added along roadways to prevent the animals from wandering onto the roads, and speed limits were imposed so people could avoid hitting them if they did come onto the main roads. As a result, the population improved, and today there are around 1,000 key deer living in Big Pine Key and No Name Key, which are the only places they can be found today. Today is the birthday of David Olivier, born on this day in 1956. David Olivier is an Anglo-French anti-speciesist activist, writer, and philosopher. He is the founder of the French journal Anti-Speciesist Notebooks, the annual event Veggie Pride, and the annual meeting Les Estivales de la Question Animale. Olivier has authored numerous articles and delivered many conferences. An advocate of utilitarian and anti-naturalist ethics, he identifies politically as a progressive. Born in London to a French teaching father and American painter mother, Olivier spent his early years in London before moving to France in 1967. His activism began in his adolescence, focusing initially on ecology, anarchism, anti-sexism, and anti-racism. He later turned his attention to animal rights in the mid-1980s. Olivier is considered a founding figure of the French anti-speciesist movement. He introduced Peter Singer's works to French activists and significantly influenced the formation of the animal rights organization L214. His activism has contributed to the animal rights discourse in France and beyond. A staunch opponent of speciesism, Olivier asserts that ethical considerations should extend to all sentient beings, advocating for a world with reduced wild animal suffering and rejecting traditional environmentalism. David Olivier, who said, "Speciesism is to species as racism is to race, and sexism is to sex, a discrimination based on species, nearly always in the favor of the members of the human species, Homo sapiens." And here is a poem for today by Wallace Stevens, Fablio of Florida. Bark of phosphor on the palmy beach, move outward into heaven, into the alabasters, and night blues. Foam and cloud are one. Sultry moon monsters are dissolving. Fill your black hull with white moonlight. There will never be an end to the droning of the surf. Fablio of Florida by Wallace Stevens. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love this good earth and all her creatures.